Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Well, I'm leaving you, baby.
Hello, Stevie Ray bringing us back 7 till the hour. I'm Jim Blasingame. My website is smallbusinessadvocate.com. Please check it out when you get a chance. We're having a great visit with our good friend Grace Marie Turner, president of the Galen Institute. Folks, I encourage you to go to galen.org, G-A-L-E-N.org. Find out what's going on there. Find out what they're doing. I think you'll like it. Support them if you can. Whatever you can do to help them, because Grace Marie and her team are really working hard. Nobody's worked harder to try to defeat Obamacare than she has, and that makes her one of my heroes. Grace Marie, thanks again for all your hard work. You did a wonderful job of explaining to us in the last segment the first three or four steps that the Supreme Court has gone through to understand, to make their ruling, I guess I should say, and how the announcements are going to come down, what it's going to sound like when they make their announcements tomorrow. So it'll help us, what you've told us will help us understand how to understand what's being said. The thing that I wanted you to finish up on, though, is whether the individual mandate, which is the big constitutional issue, whether the individual mandate can be severed from the law, from Obamacare, and Obamacare continue as a law. So explain how that works.
Well, and as we said in the last segment, the first question is the mandate to purchase health insurance for individuals a tax or a fine? If it's a tax, we wait. If it's a fine, we proceed. Then they come to the question of, can the federal government require you to purchase health insurance? If they say no, then they have to decide whether or not that can be severable from the rest of the law, because when they drafted in very sloppily on Christmas Eve, trying to slam this through, when they drafted the law, they didn't put in the so-called severability clause. That's a legal paragraph that basically says, if any part of this law is declared unconstitutional or invalid, the rest of the law still stands. They didn't put that in. And so the court legitimately can ask the question, did they really think that the law couldn't work if they didn't have this individual mandate? And therefore, it all must come down.
Mm-hmm.
And so that's really the question of whether or not some or all of the law comes down. But then there's a fourth provision, and this is really
Before you go to the fourth, let me ask you a question. So are you saying that it is possible that if they believe that the law has written can't stand without the individual mandate, they could consider the entire law unconstitutional?
Yes.
And make it null and void, basically, as if it were repealed.
That's right. As if it had never been passed.
Wow. Okay, now the fourth thing.
And then the fourth thing, which is really what brought the 26 states to the court, can the federal government mandate that they expand their Medicaid budget?
This is the state mandate that you talked about.
To $30,000 a year for a family of four. And they're saying, this is going to bankrupt us. We cannot do this. And it's coercion by the federal government. This is no longer a partnership. This takes away our state's rights. So those are the four different provisions.
Could they rule that the mandate is acceptable, but the individual mandate's not unconstitutional, but the state mandate is?
Well, it's a Medicaid mandate. Yes, they can basically. First of all, they have to decide as to fine or a tax. Then we get to the two mandate questions, the individual mandate and the Medicaid mandate. Mm-hmm. Those are really the two things that they're deciding.
Hmm.
And if they decide that either one or both of those are unconstitutional, then they also have the option of saying, well, you can't do the whole law without these, so therefore it all must come down. Or they can say, no, we can imply severability. We can say, oh, we're sure you meant to put in the severability clause. But there are lots of other things they could do. They could take out big chunks of it, not just the individual mandate, but the individual mandate takes up 10 pages of the 2,700 pages of legislation. If they take that out, there is a lot left I did a piece for the New York Times last week about the 10 top things that will be left if the mandate is struck, including the employer mandate.
Right, right. Yeah, that's another. That's not even the employer mandate, other than being wrapped up in the entire bill. That's not even in play right now with the Supreme Court. Grace Marie, I got to wrap it up. Before I do, folks, tomorrow, let me tell you where I'm going to be at 10 o'clock Eastern time tomorrow morning. I'm going to be watching Stuart Varney, because Grace Marie Turner is going to be on his show literally as the announcement is being made. Grace Marie, thank you again for being
Fox Business.
Fox Business. Thank you for reminding me. Grace Marie Turner, ladies and gentlemen, I don't know what we'd do without her. I don't know what America would do without her. She is a great American, and she'll be back another day. I'm Jim Blassingame. I'll be back after these messages. Stay with me.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blassingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.